Shame on you, Benjamin. What were you thinking? Stealing from the...
Benjamin. Did you do it? Did you steal?
This is how you thank the governor of Egypt? He was kind to us. Shame. You have embarrassed us all.
You've shamed your people before all of Egypt.
We found it in his luggage.
This is how you repay kindness, is it?
We apologize to the governor of Egypt.
It's no wonder Benjamin is stolen. His brother was a thief as well. He stole the belt of our grandfather from our aunt.
You are wicked people. It is only Almighty God who is aware of what you accuse your brother of. Take him away.
Take him.
Can we return to Father without Benjamin?
What shall we do? Why did that happen? Do you think Benjamin really stole it?
Even if he didn't, you confirmed his guilt, didn't you? Why did you? It is the conspiracy Father was worried about.
We promised before God to return Benjamin. To protect him with our lives if necessary.
How can we return? What do we tell Father?
Will Father believe us that Benjamin is a thief?
Everyone witnessed it. We're not lying.
We all know that it was our aunt who tied the belt around Joseph's waist. What if it were someone else who hid the cup inside Benjamin's luggage?
We don't know what the truth is. We just saw the cup in Benjamin's luggage.
You don't know what happened, but you called Joseph a thief when you knew the truth. Is it not shame enough that the sons of a prophet destroy their own brother and accuse him of theft? If they still will not repent, it's a shame. A very great shame.
Stop! Do something to save Benjamin instead of arguing.
We must go to the governor's palace and return Benjamin any way possible. I will not return to Canaan without Benjamin.
Should we wait or should we go? What about us?
We should stay a little while. We might be able to return Benjamin.
All this trouble because of Jacob's son.
We'll wait, and if they haven't returned by noon, we'll leave.
I am sorry.
The governor of Egypt will not speak to you.
But we cannot leave our brother Benjamin here. Do something. For God's sake, do something if you can.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
What happened, Your Excellency? Will they release Benjamin?
Do something, please.
We're too ashamed to return. Why won't the governor see us?
We won't leave until we see the governor. The governor must either see us or imprison all of us.
I can't promise anything, although I'll try my best.
What your brother has done is so serious that no one will intercede.
We consider the governor too magnanimous to disappoint us.
I hope the governor will accept.
We shall see. The great governor was incredibly angry.
You stay right here. We will see what we can do. We'll be right back.
Your weapons and enter.
See what I can do. Are they here? We told them we would try our hardest and hoped that you would agree to see them.
They're waiting outside the door. Will you let them in?
They haven't found out about the plan, have they?
No. No. They have believed everything.
Take Benjamin out. The guards ready. I'm not sure what they might do when they don't get what they want. Mimisato, bring them in. According to Canaanite law, the thief becomes a slave. That is what you said.
The governor has many slaves. Show us kindness. Return Benjamin to us.
If unpunished, he will repeat his crime.
Governor of Egypt, Benjamin has an old father who cannot bear his separation. gladden an old, suffering man.
Was this his answer to my kindness? I'm afraid your brother must be punished. I can only order them not to torture or flog him.
Take one of us in his place instead. I will take his place. Release him and return him to his father.
A great man like you will surely do us this favor.
What do you expect from Excellency Yuzarsi?
You want a slave? Why does it have to be Benjamin?
I don't need a slave. I seek refuge in God. My belongings were in Benjamin's luggage. How can I punish somebody else? That would be unjust. The culprit must express regret and penitence to be purified. Otherwise, he must be cleansed by punishment. Your brother has not expressed penitence, so he must be punished.
Then the solution is, he can repent.
Do you think that is that easy? That one can repent easily? I know of a group of people who have done wrong, but yet who have still not repented.
Do not worsen the situation.
If you lift a finger against Excellency Yuzarsif, you will not leave here alive. Get out!
Promised father and swore to God that we would return Benjamin to him.
And with father's bitter memory of Joseph.
He won't believe us that Benjamin is a thief and that the governor took him as a slave.
We were young at the time and didn't understand the wickedness of what we did. And now that we have lost Benjamin and are returning to father empty-handed, I realize how grave our crime actually was.
What happened, Levi? Did they not release Benjamin? You said the governor was a great and honest man. So what happened then?
I don't know. I really don't. Everything changed suddenly. He was not the same, Yuzarsif.
What are you going to do now? We have been waiting for you. Will you stay or return?
I will not return with you. I mean, I cannot. I will not return to Canaan until father permits it. You go, the caravan is waiting.
We're already missing Benjamin. How can we explain your absence as well?
Tell him I was ashamed and I stayed in Egypt, and that I will either return with Benjamin or stay in Egypt until I die of embarrassment.
Levi!
Go back! Your families are waiting for you. Go!
How will we find you if we return to Egypt?
At the slave driver's camp. We'll meet there. Just go.
Let's go. Let's go.
I am worried about Father. He couldn't bear your separation. How will he endure this?
We had to do something for God to return us to him.
Like this. Now he has neither of us.
Don't worry. God will return us to him soon.
I am sure that Father cannot bear separation from us both.
Father can have us back any time he wants.
What do you mean?
You remember yesterday when I reminded you of the story of Abraham, our ancestor?
Yes, sacrificing Uncle Ishmael.
If our great-grandfather did not sacrifice Ishmael, he would not have him. When he let him go inside his heart, then he found him. But Father has not sacrificed his Ishmaels yet.
You mean that's why God separated you from Father? And the separation does not end.
That is why whenever I wanted to contact Father, God prevented it.
So we can be hopeful this separation will end.
I have no doubt. When Father loses both of us, he will have us back. Don't worry. We will meet Father again soon.
You are very kind, Asenoth. Joseph is a perfect man and a sea of affection and kindness. And you call me good? Good is the person whom all yearn to serve, not Asenoth. I raised Joseph since he was a child. I know well his lofty soul and kind heart. As much as he was unkind to me, he loved my servants and my slaves. Do you know whether he loves you or not? He has not said anything. But I see it in his eyes. How will you respond to his affection? I don't know. If the old passion and yearning existed, then I would know. But now, when there's no love involved, I don't know. Joseph is the prophet of God, and his love and affection is not capricious. Joseph does not do anything without his Lord's permission. You mean his kindness towards me is on God's orders? He was ordered to marry you before you became beautiful and your eyes were healed. Don't forget, obeying the prophet of God is mandatory for us. I haven't heard an order, nor seen any affection. But I know what to do if one day he expresses his love. I don't know if I can have another love. In my heart, besides the love for God, the breeze of divine love does not fall on people very often. Be careful not to move out of its path. The breeze of divine love does not fall upon people very often. Be careful not to move out of its path.
Thank you. They're here. They're coming. They're coming! The caravan is back!
Tell Father.
Hello, Father. Hello, welcome. Benjamin.
Naaman, your father is not here.
Neither is yours.
Uncle Judah! Where's my father, Levi?
Don't worry. Nothing has happened. They are both in good health. Come on.
Why are you silent? Why don't you talk?
Where is Levi? Why aren't you saying anything?
Where is Benjamin? Did something happen to him?
What new catastrophe have you caused me? Where are Benjamin and Levi? Why must I expect a disaster every time you go on a journey? Why is it?
Please don't worry. Nothing's happened. I mean, nothing bad has. Benjamin and Levi are alive and healthy.
But there was a shameful incident. Like us, you won't be able to believe it.
If they are healthy, why did they not return?
Because Benjamin became the governor's slave. Because your son is a thief, and the governor, as punishment, took him as a slave.
When you begged to take him with you, he was your brother. Now he is my son, and you talk about thieving. No, you're wicked and immoral. How can you? How can you accuse your brother of stealing?
Father, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Everyone in the caravan witnessed his theft. The stolen chalice was found in Benjamin's luggage.
Don't lie. Benjamin's no thief. This is simply an accusation.
We would not have believed it either, but we witnessed it. I am afraid it's true.
No. No, no. Perhaps you don't know. But his brothers know that Benjamin is no thief.
I have raised Benjamin. He cannot be a thief.
And Levi, why did he not return?
Because he was ashamed. He would not return without Benjamin.
He stayed in Egypt.
This rubbish is all in your minds. Your words have just been manufactured by your minds. What you say about Benjamin cannot possibly be the truth. Father, only God knows the truth. But what we saw was the golden chalice belonging to the governor of Egypt, found in Benjamin's luggage.
You insisted on taking Benjamin with you to buy wheat. You made promises before God. Is this how you keep your promises? Where can I seek refuge away from you? Oh, my Joseph, and now Levi and Benjamin as well. My dear ones, why have you left your old father alone? How can I endure your separation? The pain of your separation has now broken my heart. Now I am crying blood. For which of you should I cry? Which of my sons should I caress?
Father, you will kill yourself with so much crying. Please stop. Please stop.
Father, please. You make your sorrow graver by calling Joseph so much.
Stop it, for God's sake. You'll weaken your eyes. You'll go blind.
My Joseph. The moon of Canaan. Wherever you rose, the dark hut of my life and the sad house of my heart were brightened. The life-consuming sorrow of your separation was not enough. Now the tragic pain of separation from Benjamin and Levi. It has set my heart alight and has darkened my life even more. My beloved son, are you like your father, broken-hearted from separation? Do you put your head on soil at night and water it with your tears?
Sorrow has been looming over this family for 30 years. It seems there is no end to it.
How could we know this would happen?
You said the governor of Egypt was kind and generous. What happened?
I don't know. Everything was going smoothly. We had loaded the wheat and were returning to Canaan until Benjamin's theft ruined everything.
Benjamin's no thief. Everyone knows it.
I can't figure it out either.
Mother, are my uncles telling the truth about Father stealing?
He is not a thief. I cannot think what they have done to him. They want to hide their crime by accusing him.
But everyone saw the chalice found in Father's luggage.
Everybody is wrong. The chalice was only found in his luggage. But what if it was them who put it there? Everyone only witnessed the chalice being found. Be sure your father did not put it there. Woe on them.
I hope they have not hurt my father. Otherwise, I know well what to do with them.
Benjamin is not a thief. Everybody trusts Benjamin.
Then, what is he if not a thief? Why didn't the stolen chalice end up in my luggage? He and his brother are both thieves. They stole our father from us. We burnt for years, yearning to have a father. They stole Ant's belt. And they stole the governor of Egypt's chalice. Both of them are thieves.
Father, are you really calling Uncle Benjamin a thief?
You some food, Father.
I'm not hungry. Take it back.
I will not leave unless you open this door.
My daughter, I do not want food. I am not hungry.
Please, Father, open the door.
Screaming,
my Joseph, my Joseph, my beloved. Oh, Lord,
what's the matter, Father? What have you done to yourself? We asked you not to cry so much.
You hurt yourself and us by crying for so many years. Father, stop it. For God's sake, stop it.
I don't need your pity. Leave me alone.
We want to help you, Father. We've come.
I said I don't want your help. Now leave here. Leave. Go and leave me alone. I believe neither your crying nor your pity. Now get out.
Father, please listen.
Father, we want to help you.
I would die if you did not bring Benjamin back. Now get out. Go away. All
of you,
go away.
Please,
out.
Let me stay.
Go.
Father, please.
Go. Joseph, my Joseph. Oh, Lord. Let my Benjamin as well. Levi, and my Levi.
What's the matter? What's happened?
Father's eyes have turned white.
Turned white?
He can't see anything. He's been crying continuously since we returned. He refuses to calm down.
Do something, or he will kill himself. I've never seen him like this before.
I know it's useless, but we have no choice. We must try.
My Joseph, when will he return?
Stop it, Father. Stop crying so much.
Your crying has saddened the whole of Canaan.
How long will you cry like this? Open the door! What do you want? father.
Oh, prophet of God, your eyes, Judah, Reuben.
You took Joseph, and now Benjamin. And you don't allow me to cry. You want me not to cry for the loss of my dear ones. The reason I left Canaan was to be far from you. I live in solitude to cry for my Joseph in my loneliness. You've now added the sorrow of Benjamin and Levi, and yet you expect me not to cry. You want me not to mourn, my dear ones. Just leave me alone.
What do you want? Can't you just leave him alone? You took away everything.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear your voices either. I want to be alone with my Joseph. Go away.
We deserve it. We made one mistake, and now we must atone for it for the rest of our lives.
My Joseph, my beloved. I will always remember your beautiful, divine face and your childish innocence. And I don't need my eyes to see you. You are always in my heart. You will never be forgotten.
I wish we had repented many years ago and just told the truth and not hurt Father for so many years.
We deserve any hurt or humiliation.
We had just forgotten the incident with Joseph. But by keeping Benjamin, the governor has opened old wounds.
I am thankful to the governor of Egypt. He has forced us to remember our mistake and think about it.
Do you remember the moment we decided to kill Joseph? We thought we would repent after committing the sin, but God deprived us of the blessing of penitence. We haven't been able to repent for nearly 40 years. 40 years.
I know. It was my fault. I thought it would be easy to repent.
Greetings, Prophet Jacob.
Revelation. Angel, God's messenger. Welcome. Do you see how I suffer from Joseph's separation? Do you see how miserable I've become?
Who created and raised Prophet Jacob?
The creator of the whole universe, God Almighty.
And others. How many children do you have?
12, including Dina. I have 12 children.
You cry for the separation of a child who has 12 substitutes, Jacob.
None of them is Joseph's substitute. Joseph is unique.
Only the one God is unique.
Joseph is a mirror reflecting God. When I looked at him, I saw the manifestation of God's beauty and his creation. I have lost my God reflecting mirror.
The whole universe is the manifestation of God's beauty and his creation. Look around you.
But not all creatures in the universe are God's friend. Joseph was God's friend. I have lost a God reflecting mirror who was also my leader.
How did you find out Joseph was your leader?
He saw me prostrating before him in his dream.
God is zealous. You have only one heart, Jacob, in which two friends cannot be contained.
Oh, my. Almighty God, I apologize for being too mournful for Joseph. I apologize, and I repent. I repent. I considered Joseph God's substitute, not his equal.
Jacob, do you know when God returned Ishmael to your grandfather, Abraham?
It was when God sent him a sheep to sacrifice in place of Ishmael.
No. It was when Abraham accepted sacrificing his Ishmael for God. Then Ishmael was returned to him.
Yes, that's right. I haven't sacrificed my Ishmaels yet. Perhaps that is why I haven't been able to see Joseph yet. Oh, I am ashamed. I really am. I swear to the one God that I have now sacrificed both of them. The Almighty Lord suffices in place of all of them.
After any hardship, there is comfort. Perhaps it is the end of hardship and the beginning of serenity, and perhaps the end of separation and the beginning of union is near.
How will I know it is so?
Study. Ask about Joseph and what happened in Egypt. You will find the glimmer of hope.
Are you there? Messenger of God. Where are you? Complaints and sorrows only to you, and I shall be grateful. Joseph is Joseph when he is with you. Without you, Joseph is nothing. My Lord God, I only worship you and ask for your help. Joseph was the mirror of your beauty, and I looked in the mirror to see you. A mirror is not worth looking at by itself. I love Joseph because I want to experience love. Although you are my beloved, by loving Joseph, I understand the concept of love and pass by Joseph to reach you, my true beloved. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. Joseph is a bridge to reach you.
Yeah. Ha ha ha!